that context. It's that time. We're coming up rapidly on our local government elections here in the southeast. So we're putting the call out to the candidates. One such candidate is David Grace, a Labor mayoral candidate for Yorubadella. David joins me on the phone this morning. Good morning, David.
Hi, Paul. Lovely to talk to you today.
Now, David, a bit of excitement, no doubt, in your camp coming up to the election. What's your platform? What's the thing that you're taking to this election for the people of Yorubadella?
What we want to do, Paul, is actually make the council what it should be, which is a community voice. We need to make sure that the council is welcoming to the community, hears the community's concerns, and acts on the community's concerns. For too long, the council has been a castle on the hill with the moat up. We'll be pulling the moat down and making sure the community can come in and actually talk to the councillors and make sure that the councillors hear them and actually act on the community's behalf.
Beyond community engagement, David, what are some of the key issues that you feel are addressing or need addressing in the Yorubadella?
We need to be looking at making sure that we do whatever we possibly can to meet the climate emergency. We do have a climate emergency. IPCC made it very clear that we need to do something about how we work on our Mother Earth. So we need to be starting to do that. We need to start to look at local ways we can do that, and we can do that in many, many ways. For instance, we can start to look at electrification of our infrastructure, making sure that we make it very easy to use electric cars in terms of EVs. So we need to be doing that, looking at other transport options so that people don't need to use cars as much as they usually need to do. We need to be looking at making sure that we recover from COVID and from the bushfires. I think it's really sad, I was at Mogo yesterday, that we're still dealing with a fire that was 2 years ago. That is not acceptable. We need to start to very quickly get ourselves organised so that we can get over both of those things. Businesses have suffered here. We also need to be looking at the way we actually kind of keep our communities safe. We need to be looking at kind of making sure things like toilets are kept clean. We have footpaths, we have boat ramps, we have bike paths, all those sorts of things, which are basic council responsibilities. We're not just talking about the big things, we're talking about the very small, ordinary things that council needs to do, and we need to get that right. We also need to be looking at jobs and at employment. It's very easy to talk about the big pictures, but jobs are important for most people. One of the things I'm very concerned about is I've just been talking to some people about the new contract for Cleanaway that was rushed through council on the last day of the old council. And there are going to be job losses there if we don't do this, if it's not done correctly. And also it looks like some of those workers will find themselves with less money in their pockets. And that's going to be a real important problem because, in fact, that money gets spread in the community. If it's not there, small businesses suffer. So we need to be looking at that and making sure that we do what we possibly can to help those workers.
David, what about the housing crisis that's facing many of the southeast electorates? I mean, we've seen an explosion in real estate values in the last 2 years and increasingly inaccessible opportunity for people to access housing in the Yorubadella. Howie, what are you going to do to address that?
One of the most important things we'll be doing early on in our time at the council, if we have a strong team there, is to convene a round table with all of the people who are involved in the housing area. That includes the state and federal agencies, because that's where this problem has to lie. The council is there as an advocate. We are not there to be able to provide housing. We'll also be involving the social housing, people from social housing, from private housing, and from affordable housing. We need to be looking at innovative ways of doing this. It's not good enough just to do a knee-jerk reaction to this. We need to be thinking about using, as Christy has done down, Christy McBain has done, as suggesting down in Edmund now, using government buildings, empty government buildings. Perhaps that's a short-term way of doing it. We also need to be looking at innovative ways of using land, of building houses. There's so many different ways that we can solve this problem. We need to be looking at innovative long-term solutions, not just knee-jerk ones which will patch up the problem. The problem has been existing for quite a while, and we need to be looking at how we solve it for the long term, not for the short term. We also need to be looking at development in that context, that we need to be thinking cleverly about development. It's too easy and just to come say, oh, well, there's a bit of spare land there, we'll put houses on it. The reason people come to this shire is because it is green, it's clean. They don't want ribbon developments down the highway because that's the way we've always done it. We need to be thinking more cleverly about how we do development. How do we actually work with more high density? Where do we put high density? Is that high density done in a way so that it actually keeps the ambience of the town in the way that town wants it?
David, have you got any council experience from your past life?
I have indeed. I was employed by the council in 1988 to set up their community services department, and I was I did that till 1994. So I'm very proud of that. It's one of my big achievements of my time here. So I have had council experience at the officer level. And I think that's the reason why I wanted to become a councillor, in fact, because I saw that the good councillors, and there were some good councillors in the time I was there, can actually do a huge amount for their community and can actually have a real influence on the state and federal governments. Too often I hear people say, oh, the council does nothing. I think that's a reflection of the councillors, not the council. Good councillors with good skills, good experience, can achieve a huge amount for the community. And I want to give back what this community has given me. And that's why I'm standing for council this time.
Well, David, we appreciate your time on a Friday to share with our listeners, in particular those listening in the Yorubadella, what you're taking to the local council elections. All the best in the upcoming elections, David, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
No worries. David Grace there. He's leading the Labor group for Yorubadella, as well as throwing his hat in the mayoral election. We're going to hear from some more candidates from around the southeast later in the program, but we're coming up very quickly on 8 a.m.